If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stronger Minds with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. The aim is that you leave this short podcast informed and in possession of some helpful, practical tips to support your well-being. This episode is a follow-up, a sequel, if you will, to the previous episode, catchily titled Prebiotics, Probiotics, Postbiotics, and Psychobiotics. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend doing that first. It's just 15 minutes long, and then coming back to this episode. This time, I want to talk to you about leaky gut. To the unfamiliar, that'll sound like a rather embarrassing affliction, but actually the term does double duty. So in the first half of this episode, I'll be talking about leaky gut, and in the second half, I'll dig into leaky gut syndrome. But before we can define a leaky gut, we need to have a working knowledge of the gut itself. Your alimentary canal is a very long tube that goes all the way from your mouth to your anus. The inner layer of that tube is lined with a single layer of cells called the endothelium. You can imagine this like the bricks that make up a wall. In a wall that is in good condition, the bricks are held securely in place with mortar. Now, let's imagine this wall is on the side of a canal. On one side of the wall, there is a field, and on the other side is a stream. Now, the field is populated with beetles that are perfectly safe and actually quite helpful when they're on the land, but become toxic when they come into contact with water. When the wall is intact, it prevents the beetles from the field from spilling into the water, and actually, everything is fine. However, if the mortar in the wall starts to crumble, then beetles can cross over and contaminate the water. And this is why you love my analogies. So, the wall is, of course, your gut lining, those endothelial cells. The beetles are the gut microbiota. And the water, for our purposes, is your bloodstream. Technically, it could be the lymphatic system or a layer called the lamina propria, but for the sake of simplicity, it's the bloodstream. Now, in your gut microbes are very helpful, as we heard in the previous episode. However, if they cross into the bloodstream, they will encounter and activate white blood cells, the cells of your immune system. These immune cells are always on the lookout for anything in your body that shouldn't be there, like viruses or damaged tissues. And you know what shouldn't be in your bloodstream? Bacteria from your gut. If your white blood cells encounter gut bacteria in your bloodstream, they will do what they're trained to do and fight them. That is, they will trigger an inflammatory response. The ideal situation with inflammation is that when the pathogen is destroyed or the tissue damage repaired, inflammation is switched off. But if, going back to our analogy, there is a missing brick in the wall, then a constant procession of these little beetles enter the water. So if there is a failure in the gut lining, if those endothelial cells are not tightly held together, then you could end up with this ongoing procession of gut bacteria making their way into the bloodstream, encountering immune cells, and creating a situation of chronic low-grade inflammation. And it's this chronic inflammation that's associated with poor health and chronic disease. The technical term for the failure of the gut barrier function is intestinal permeability or hyperpermeability, and it's also sometimes referred to as microbial translocation or bacterial translocation. And the colloquial term is leaky gut. So we arrive at our definition. Leaky gut is an impairment or failure in the integrity of the gut barrier. But there's a little bit more to the story, because strictly, there is some permeability in the gut. And that's because some things, like water and nutrients, have to cross the gut lining. To extend our analogy, that's as if there are special gates in the wall of the canal that allow other creatures through. So, you know, the odd frog, a cheeky vole, but not those beetles. So, the gut wall is made up of a layer of cells that are usually held tightly together, allowing only a select few compounds through into the bloodstream. But hyperpermeability is where there is a failure in the tight junctions between those cells, and they allow too many things, including bacteria, toxic proteins, maybe tiny fragments of food, into the bloodstream. And when those unwelcome particles encounter the immune system, they can trigger an inflammatory response. So the questions are, what causes the gut barrier to fail? How common a problem is it? And what, if anything, can we do about it? I'll be answering those questions after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The advertisements you just heard were automatically generated, so I have absolutely no idea what they were for. You'll get a different one depending on where you are in the world. If you would prefer an ad-free listening experience, or you simply enjoy the podcast, you find it personally valuable, perhaps you're someone who's used my resources with your own clients, please consider becoming a patron. It's the price of a hot chocolate once a month, and it allows me to sustain the podcast. But if that's not accessible to you, you can always listen to the free feed, which is the one you're listening to right now, which is the same content. If you're interested in becoming a patron, it's patreon.com/Kimberly Wilson. And that's Kimberly with an L-E-Y. Let's start with the factors that we know impair gut barrier function. Genes. So having a genetic vulnerability or a condition that causes damage to the gut. Pathogens like norovirus or Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers. Surgery or other physical damage. Alcohol. Fructose in high doses, some emulsifiers, a high-fat diet or a Western-style diet high in ultra-processed foods. Drugs like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, diclofenac and naproxen. Antibiotics. Endurance exercise such as marathon running and pregnancy. Of course, when it comes to antibiotics or anti-inflammatories, this does not mean that you shouldn't take your prescribed medications, but it can be helpful to increase your intake of prebiotics and sometimes probiotics, or a combination of the two, what are called symbiotics, alongside or afterwards to help with recovery. I'll link a probiotic that I like and trust in the show description. Having more body fat is linked with greater intestinal permeability, and in studies, permeability returned to normal levels with weight reduction. Similarly, type 2 diabetes is linked to greater permeability. And in fact, it is the high presence of particles of bacteria in the blood that some researchers think initiates both inflammation and insulin resistance. These bacterial particles and the inflammation that they trigger have also been linked to greater risk of depression and neurodegenerative disorders. In mice, a high-fat, high-sugar diet, one that is supposed to mimic the Western-style diet, is linked to greater permeability. Similarly, and again in mice and in a simulation of the human gut lining, two emulsifiers commonly found in ultra-processed foods, and they are polysorbate 80, so P80, which has the E number E433, and carboxymethylcellulose, or CMC, which may be listed as E466 or E469, are also linked to greater permeability and inflammation. And these effects appear to be driven by both a change in gene expression in the bacteria and an alteration in microbial species. A little word about E numbers. E numbers are approved food additives in the European region, so the E stands for Europe. And the legislation stipulates that a food additive may be included provided, quote, that it does not, on the basis of the scientific evidence available, pose a safety concern to the health of the consumer at the level of use proposed. There is a reasonable technological need that cannot be achieved by other economically and technologically practicable means, and its use does not mislead the consumer, end quote. In the US, these emulsifiers have been generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, by the United States Food and Drug Administration. The technical definition is, quote, under sections 201S and 409 of the Federal Food, Drug and Cosmetic Act, any substance that is intentionally added to food is a food additive that is subject to pre-market review and approval by FDA, unless the substance is generally recognized among qualified experts as having been adequately shown to be safe under the conditions of its intended use, or unless the use of the substance is otherwise accepted from the definition of a food additive. This means that these additives have been shown to be non-toxic to humans in the amounts that they are typically consumed in the diet. So there is a technicality here, which is that these products may not harm humans in the levels in which they are found in the food system, but they may, and this is still an area of active research, pose a risk to the gut microbiota and, by extension, the human host. Personally, I am big on informed consent and personal choice, as well as understanding what is feasible and accessible for people. For domestic consumption, I personally choose to avoid foods with emulsifiers. What I mean is that the food I cook and consume at home is, as far as possible, free of emulsifiers. In practice, for me, that means I choose organic ice cream and organic bread and use the block kind of cream coconut rather than tins of coconut milk. But if I'm going to someone's house for dinner or eating out, I won't worry. I don't have an inflammatory gut condition and my diet is predominantly minimally processed, so I consider my gut to be able to stand up to a little incidental exposure. But it's also true that I enjoy cooking from scratch, so this kind of choice is easy for me to implement. You may decide that you're not worried, or that it's a risk that you're willing to take for the convenience, or that changing products just isn't feasible for you. You do you. The good news is that lecithin, an emulsifier found in chocolate, doesn't seem to be a problem, and we are grateful for these small mercies. So what about leaky gut syndrome? Leaky gut syndrome is a term used in wellness, complementary medicine, and non-medical media to describe an array of symptoms that are hypothetically caused by gut hyperpermeability. The proposed symptoms may include bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, fatigue, skin rashes, joint pain, and headaches. The problem is that these symptoms could be caused by many, many other things, like stress, for example. Another relevant issue is that there isn't an accessible test for leaky gut syndrome. So even if it was a real thing, there's no way of knowing if you have it, and no way of knowing whether any intervention you decide to try has actually worked. So in this sense, it is, at best, kind of meaningless, and at worst, a cause of unnecessary dietary restriction and food anxiety. To answer the question, is leaky gut a thing? Well, yes, if you're talking about gut wall permeability, impaired endothelial integrity, intestinal hyperpermeability, or microbial or bacterial translocation. Not so much if you mean a meaningful condition for which someone can be prescribed a targeted and effective treatment. It is not a medically recognized term. So, the relevant question for most interested folk is, what can I do to support epithelial function or my gut barrier? The general advice would be to reduce your alcohol consumption and your intake of sugar-sweetened beverages. Alongside that, we would be focusing on increasing your intake of flavonoids, the beneficial plant compounds found in a wide variety of vegetables, fruits, green, black, white, and oolong tea, red wine, chocolate, and coffee. Eating more fiber, as outlined in the previous episode, including foods from the onion family, whole grains, and legumes. And in the research literature, vitamins A and D, so oily fish, liver, sweet potatoes, squash, greens, and tropical fruits. And a prudent approach, while we wait for more human studies, might be to limit the intake of emulsifiers. And I would say that you probably don't want to take a probiotic supplement willy-nilly, because if you do have poor gut barrier integrity, then all you'll do is throw a whole bunch more microbes at a gut wall that might already be struggling. So really focusing on increasing those plants and those fiber-rich foods, which sounds an awful lot like eating a Mediterranean or minimally processed whole food diet rich in fruit and veg. I know, it's very, very boring, but it's the truth. Okay, so that is all I have for you this week. If you like me in your ears, you might enjoy me in your inbox. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I tackle a different mental health theme every month. Things like the psychology of taste and flavor, love, money, and for April, stress. You can sign up in the link in the episode description. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider either sharing it or leaving a positive review. It really helps. That just leaves me to thank you very much for listening, and until next time, take very good care.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.